Hachette Audio presents Someone Just Like You. Written by Meredith Shore. Read by Justice Boulding. Chapter 1. I should have known something was up when my sister Nicole invited me to a random Tuesday night dinner with our other sister, Michelle, using Evite. Nicole had named the event Sibling Dinner as if we'd never shared a meal, and the occasion was too momentous to plan by simple email or text. Choosing the Dubliner Pub in Hoboken, New Jersey as the venue, when two of the three Blum sisters resided and worked in Manhattan, was another sign. Yet, despite these clues, I remained clueless. I arrived at the rooftop bar the night of the dinner and immediately spotted my older sisters, who, with long chocolate brown hair and baby blue eyes, could pass for my clones if it weren't for the age difference of 34 and 32 years to my 27. They'd snagged a prime table, blocked from the blazing sun by a royal blue Corona Extra umbrella. But they weren't alone. Thrown by the unexpected appearance of our childhood neighbor, Eddie Stark, I stopped short, causing the waiter walking behind me to spill part of a two-full cocktail down my back. Before I had a chance to acknowledge the liquid dripping down my spine, Eddie vaulted off his chair and pulled me into a hug. "Good golly, martini-soaked Molly!" Even as my mind spun with all the reasons why he could be here, I laughed and squeezed him back fiercely, inhaling his aftershave. It was a balance of pretty boy and stern brunch daddy, which perfectly described Eddie. "Good to see you," I said, despite my concern that the circumstances for this reunion were ominous. Was his dad sick again? My uncertainty intensified at the delayed realization he was joined by his older sister, Allison. She also embraced me, but with a touch more restraint than her brother. The Stark family had lived across the street from us growing up. More than three decades earlier, my mom and Laura Stark, with two little ones each, had become fast friends, and their bond only strengthened when, after a five-year break, they each had their third child in the same year. Back then, the household spent so much time together, it was sometimes hard to tell where the Blums ended and the Starks began. Both sets of parents still lived in the same houses, but the six offspring...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?